Everything affects everybody.
And we all have
the same. It affects everybody.
And we all have the same moralist.
Not just our country. It literally affects the entire world. Yeah. 100%. It affects the entire world. And we're one of the most influential countries. We're what? Top three? Top three?
We're
Russia, China, U.S.?
We're sliding right now.
Those would be, you would say those are the top three, right?
Are right now, but yeah.
You would say those are the top three.
Yeah, off top, yeah, I'd say top three. Without looking it up officially, but yeah.
No, 1,000% the top three countries. U.S., China, and Russia. Yeah. We have the most influence around the world.
Yes. Yes,
between our military, by our money, who we help with our money, who we help with our weapons, who we help with everything, humanitarian acts, everything. We're the top three countries.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I agree.
But we don't do nothing to actually make the world better. We don't try to unify.
Hold on. All right. So
no, we don't.
We don't. We don't. We don't try to unify. But why don't we stop worrying about other countries and worry about our own country? Why can't we do that for a little bit?
We do, but we have to do both at the same time.
We don't.
We have to do both at the same time because we have to live in the world.
There's so many goddamn homeless people in this motherfucker.
Why
are we over in other countries helping homeless people over there? Feeding them over there.
We're going to be part of the world.
Feeding these fucking people that are starving in our own streets right now.
It's like worrying about your own lawn, I guess.
I don't worry about my lawn.
But you still worry about living in the neighborhood.
Get fucked up.
Yeah, as far as the world goes, we should worry about ourselves first, because you can't help the world without helping yourselves.
That's absolutely true.
You can't.
You can't.
1,000% you can't. And we spend the most money on our military as we do for the next 129 countries that we're allied with.
Yeah, for not very good results lately.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, not very good results at all.
No, we spend fucking billions of dollars on our military. But we don't spend that money on our people.
Dudes,
we're out of beer, I know. We just don't spend it on our people, though.
No, we don't.
And you know what would help this country? Maybe cut back on a couple billion dollars of our military. Maybe $5 billion. We spend $70 billion
a year. $1 billion will make a difference.
Mm-hmm. We spend
$1 billion. That's a lot of fucking money.
Dude, we spend $70 billion on our military. If we cut that back, dude, we have $13 trillion in debt.
$13 trillion.
You know what Bernie Sanders, you know what his taxes from companies like Amazon and drug companies and things like that? That'll bring in almost $300 trillion in the next 10 years. $300 trillion in the next 10 years.
That'd be awesome.
Alright, okay. I get we're $13 trillion in debt. Who the fuck are we $13 trillion in debt to?
To other countries. China,
China's
mostly.
A big one.
China mostly.
Okay, I've wondered this my whole life.
It's mostly China.
I'm like, how are we just in debt?
But we're in debt to other countries.
But
we are in debt to other countries. We started this country in debt.
Mm-hmm.
When this country started, it was in debt.
To the French.
Yep. And now, as we've expanded, we've become a bigger country. We're one of the richest countries. But we're $13 trillion in debt. And that number just keeps going up and up and up with our student loans, with everything, home loans, things like that, where people are defaulting on them.
I've seen the greatest thing about student loans today. The greatest thing about student loans, how they want to wipe out all student loans. But then I've seen some lady post how she enrolled into the military for 8 years of her fucking life to get an education without being in fucking substantial debt for the rest of her fucking life. And she was like, fuck that. Like, why wipe out everything when I had to put my fucking life in danger on the line so I could earn an education? And
yeah, but that's just somebody that's already had to do
my
it the
thing
hard way
is,
saying, fuck
my
you,
thing
because you're
is,
getting it
is,
a easier way.
Do you know do you,
yeah,
30 years
yeah,
ago?
But still, no. It's
hold on.
There's
no
way around all that.
Did you know 30 years ago you could get a fucking college education on minimum wage?
Hell yes, you could.
Yeah, but this is 2020.
This is 2020.
2019.
It's 2020. It's fucking 2020. But
fucking gas price. Look at the price of everything. It's a fucked up. You can go get a fucking McDonald's fucking meals for your entire family cheaper than you can cook a halfway healthy meal from the goddamn grocery store at your house.
But that's based on priorities. We can.
I gotta go understand. You see the goddamn Burger King commercial?
What one?
They made a fucking vegan Whopper. Vegetable patty.
What do they call it? Impossible.
All right. Do you know how people are gonna die from that shit?
I don't think people
will. There's no way.
You can get protein. Do you know how much?
Yeah, you can get protein from plants, but do you know how much fucking genetically modified shit you gotta do to make plants taste like a goddamn Whopper burger?
I have no idea what they're doing.
They're putting all sorts of fucked up shit in there. There's no way.
Who knows, though?
Yeah, for right now, everyone thinks it's like, we're gonna be vegan, I can still eat a Whopper.
It takes at least 50 years.
Wait a half a century. You motherfuckers are gonna be dead eating this shit.
But we don't know.
We don't know. But guess what? Nobody knew about anything else.
No, happen,
this
bro.
Is the thing, though.
What'll
this
happen
is
everybody will start growing leaves.
Hold on. This is the thing.
Straddling goats.
Listen. So everything in this world is based up on molecules, right?
Molecules, yes.
So beef has a certain... No, everything. Everything. Atoms, molecules.
Molecules are way bigger.
Yeah, they are. But you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes, yes.
So, everything's based upon this, on molecules. So, in a lab, they can grow beef from molecules. They can. It's expensive. Takes a long time. But they can do it. Eventually, it'll be cheap. Is that going to be different from, saying, eating a beef patty from a cow now? It's all the same molecules, right?
I'm going straight to the butcher.
Straight lab-grown muscle.
But if everything's based on atoms and molecules, if you have the same setup of molecules, it's no different.
Clone that shit.
It's no different.
You can clone anything.
Eventually
we'll be able to.
And that's fucked up. That is fucked up.
Cloning?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. What happens when we start cloning people?
Dude. We can literally right now, based on CRISPR, we can change.
I would love to clone my own body
DNA.
And transplant
my brain. Yeah, you can change the genetics.
You can literally change the genetics.
My family has big ass noses and ugly ass face.
Dude, I would love to. I would love to clone my own body though and transplant my old brain into a younger me.
Dude, do you know about Elon Musk?
Well, it's far past that.
Do you know about what Elon Musk is trying to do?
No way.
Elon Musk is trying to be able to download brains into technology. Your consciousness.
That's not cool. Let's go down that road.
I like that idea. I just want to clone my body and just transplant my brain into younger me.
What's going to happen then? Like, we're talking, like, what kind of technology are we talking here? What's he plan on doing?
Well, your brain and everything is based on electronic waves.
I saw the first person that, I guess, some publicity photo, but the first person chipped themselves for their Tesla.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know that...
I am not putting a chip in myself.
Do you know that scientists...
Not never. I will create a civil war.
Hold on. Did you know scientists injected a guy with stem cells who was paralyzed and he has regained his upper body movement?
But since stem cells made some guy be able to walk again.
He has not yet. Not yet. But stem cells can turn into anything. No.
Well, he's got movement back and he can walk. There was a paraplegic who could use
his feet. Who has upper body movement.
I seen lower body.
These guys know what they're talking about. What do you think?
Paraplegic
is... listening.
No, 100%. First
stem
time.
Stem cells are game changer. What is the new
stem
shit?
Cells? Stem cells can turn into any cell.
Right.
What are they now? They're cutting stem cells out and going straight to
There's even something more basic than that.
Yeah. It's what's in stem cells. And they're extracting that. I just heard that shit. I feel like it starts with a Z. I don't know. I'll have to look it up, but. No, dude, seriously, there's some Stem cells are fucking crazy. I need, if I was rich, I would get some stem cells.
You need stem cells for your shoulders.
Both of them.
100%.
Both of them. And my knee.
Yeah, I need.
So Joe Rogan was talking about his mom, who has fucked up shoulders. He flew her down to Mexico.
Mexico, yeah.
Yeah, to get stem cells injected, and she actually has full range of her shoulders now.
Nice.
Full range. Mel Gibson
sent his dad
to Mexico, who was in a wheelchair, 90 years old, in a wheelchair, running marathons now.
What?
1,000%. Yeah, running marathons now. He had Mel Gibson and his dad on the podcast.
Three places.
Like,
we need some stem cells, but that shit's expensive.
You get stem cells in Vegas now. It's
expensive,
and you have to be like, you have to like go through a rigorous set of things through the government to be able to even do it.
Was it still in testing phase or something?
Our government...
It's a little past that.
Our government's retarded. Well, you know, when Bush was in office, he banned stem cells.
Oh, yeah, research, because it came from aborted fetal tissue.
They don't only come from aborted fetal tissue.
That's where the primary source was at the time.
That was, at the time, that was where it came from. But now it doesn't. They can pull stem cells from your body and re-inject them into your body to help you.
Sounds good. I wonder if I have any left.
Everyone has
them. You're old ass, probably.
Everyone has them. Stem cells can turn into any cell.
Yeah, I know. I told you that earlier.
No, you didn't tell me that earlier.
Yeah, I did.
You might have said it earlier, but I've known that for a long time.
Like busting a cup and like stretch stem cells out. Places.
No, for real, though. It's...
It's not a stem cell.
If it was a stem, bro.
If it was,
it comes out of a stem.
If it was, we'd all learn to live forever earlier.
We ain't dying this century,
dude. Technology. How long has technology been progressing since?
1960.
Stone Age. When we started having. What do you mean? Technology is anything that you use as a tool.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Look at from 1990 to now.
Yeah,
just 1990 to now. 30 years. Okay.
Technological prowess is gone.
I'm Googling.
Years.
Hold on.
Shit is the word. Fucking amazing. Just look at the last 10 years. The last 10 years. What the fuck? Shit is going wild.
I saw it happen start from like early '80s, dude. I even had one of
you
those
Commodore technology...
64s
hey,
when I was
you know
kid.
What technology stands for?
Yeah.
The application of scientific knowledge for the practical purposes, especially in industry.
Like making an axe.
Thank you, Danny.
Dude, did you know that they believe monkeys are coming into the Stone Age?
Yeah.
They're starting to make tools and use them.
I've seen a monkey
what kind
like,
of shit is
wash
that?
Out the shirt in the river, wring it all the way out, wipe his face off with
no,
it.
No, they're starting
wring
to
it
make
all the way out
stone
and put
tools.
It on his head.
Yeah,
he's
they're
hot.
Starting to make tools.
They're literally starting to make stone tools.
The next stage of evolution is upon us.
That's the next war.
Dude, evolution is always upon us.
We have
evolution just takes hundreds of thousands of years.
Well, I'm just saying, it's now. It's been the time, so now these monkeys are going to start breeding.
I appreciate when people actually accept evolution instead of arguing for the creation theory, because that is so stupid.
Dude, creation theory
is retarded.
Dude, creation theory, they think the fucking planet is 10,000 years old.
I believe it's 10.
Google it.
I know.
Google it.
Oh my god, I was a religious nut for a long time. Then all of a sudden
Rogan's had many churches
for two reasons.
Now there's
weddings
one thing
and
the only one thing I believe about religion is that all religions are man-made. That's it.
That's 1,000% what I believe.
There may be a God, I don't
and
know.
They're all about profit.
But I know religion is man-made.
They're all about profit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Look at these fucking pastors driving Bentleys. What's that motherfucker when that hurricane hit and he was held up in the goddamn... What did he fucking buy that fucking stadium down in Houston? It wasn't letting nobody in that.
Oh, yeah. It got shamed in the media.
What kind of shit is that?
I know,
it's
right?
Like, bro, you're supposed to be out here for the people, but you against the people?
I forgot his name. Joel.
They might stink up the place, bro.
Yeah, well, guess what? They stink up the fucking ceremony every Sunday, too, bro.
Yeah.
So fuck up, man. Let the goddamn people in.
They're not paying for concessions, man. They're not watching the game. They didn't pay for tickets. Fuck them.
Doesn't he live in that son of a bitch?
In the stadium itself?
I think he like turned it into a house or something.
Really?
I don't know. This is too much for me to fucking read.
Anyway, it's 6 from what I remember.
I believe it's 10, but you could be right.
Anyway, 6 or 10. Regardless.
Either way, there's no way. Evolution makes way more sense than creation.
Absolutely. And people just don't understand the time scale, you know. The tiny changes over thousands of years.
Most of dinosaurs had feathers and shit back in the day.
They don't think that dinosaurs had scales or anything. They think that like the T-Rex.
Like this could have been wings.
Well, yeah, feathers,
like it could have been this big ass vulture.
They think that the skeleton of the T-Rex is kind of like the skeleton of a chicken.
I can see that.
Wasn't that a raptor, not a T-Rex?
No.
Well, no, raptor chickens are like mini raptors right now. They're fucking...
Yeah, they are.
Dude, they're fucking savages. Those chickens are dinosaurs.
Alligators are dinosaurs, bro.
Yeah, so are sturgeons.
Yeah.
Yep.
I caught a sturgeon before. That was cool. Should that was a fucking dinosaur. No. What time is it?
It's almost 7.
It's still early.
Yep.
I don't know. But... just wild, man. I feel like I've been smoking weed or something. It's just wild. You know what I'm saying? When you hit the blunt a couple times, you sit back like, watch the grass on the grass.
Yeah.
like, put that shit there.
Who knows?
Millions of years of evolution.
Listen.
The world's fucking crazy. Everything is
crazy. We have scientists
crazy.
Who think they know, but they don't 100% know.
Everything is
know.
A theory.
No, it's all theories.
Everything is
theories
a theory.
Theories are usually, in the scientific method, usually theories are supported by a whole bunch
by
of
evidence.
Facts.
Yeah, evidence. You don't call things theories until they're supported by enough evidence.
That's right.
They're called hypothesis. It's a hypothesis before it's a theory, and then when it's actually
a theory, you have some
substantial
evidence to back
it up.
Yeah, when it's a theory, there's evidence to back it up.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean a theory is right because things can change as... Yeah,
it's still not a fact.
Yeah, theories can change based on evidence that we find later on. And that's why science is one of the best things in the world because with science, it's supposed to be open to change.
Why aren't we scientists or something?
Because you know why? Because when we were young, we didn't fucking know better. And now that we're older, we're like, oh man, dude, this, and this. But like...
Well, we can't all be young Sheldons.
Yeah.
We can't all be young Sheldons.
But as I am now, I wish I would have became a scientist. You know what's fucking some of the coolest shit ever? Working on nuclear reactors. I look that shit up on YouTube all the time.
Except for those shit.
You ever took chemistry class?
What?
You ever took chemistry in school?
No, I fucking dropped out of school, bro.
That was the hardest shit ever. Yeah. I took chemistry classes.
Yeah, but how old were you?
16?
Yeah. Like now that you're what, 30?
Yeah.
Now that you're 30, and you're thinking about it, and you have a fucking fully developed brain and mind.
Though. We made these fucking bubbles that look like Marge Simpson's hair. My fucking chemistry teacher, she fucking lit a match. It was like, almost burned down the school, but then it all dissipated and everything was
good.
Bro,
science is fucking cool as shit.
Science is cool.
Science is based on everything in the world.
Everything.
Right. Whatever we can observe.
Exactly. Science is observation. What do we observe?
And, you know, testing.
Test and repeat, yep, 100%. And then it's got to be peer-reviewed.
Right, to make sure you didn't fuck up.
And it's got to be repeatable.
Right.
Repeatable. So whatever you...
To accept a result.
Whatever you found has to be found by someone else.
Yeah.
Not necessarily found by someone else.
If you do this, and this happens.
Somebody else has to happen for somebody else, not just you.
Yeah.
And not just another person. It has to happen for... a lot of people.
Multiples. Well, you can't just do it because if it happens one more time, that could be a fluke.
Yeah.
You could have got fucking lucky on
Yet
that
another
one.
Reason I really dislike Trump for rejecting all scientific.
Yeah, 100%.
People out of the government. 100%.
You cannot. Yeah, you can't do that. Science is science, bro.
Listen,
it's,
science
is, makes the world go
science
around.
Science is why we have vehicles. Science is why we have almost everything in this world. You know why you have that TV? Because
of science.
You know why you
got
these
goddamn smartphones? We got phones. We talk. I talk to my fucking TV. I fucking hated that goddamn thing too. Like, Dayton used to come over and talk about, oh, we just talked to the TV. Now I'm like, I don't even know how to work the TV. I'm like, hey, turn the Xbox on. It turns the Xbox on and switches over to HDMI.
That's right, because
of input. Science.
That's because neutrons and things like that communicate with other neutrons.
Neutrons.
Everything, dude. Everything.
Electrons. Man, we're talking about sound being received as electrons
yes.
go down wires. Electrons.
Dude, there's so much
We're
shit
not scientists, okay?
I know, right?
We just went over this. We are not scientists.
Dude, I watched, so there's this channel on YouTube.
You're going on tangents.
Let's walk to the store.
Okay.
Hold on. There's this channel on YouTube called Smarter Every Day.
Done that?
No. Sure. It's this guy, Destin, right? His dad worked on the spacecraft in the 1960s.
Jay, back the truck. Is it okay?
All right, let me go pee first. And then I'll come out and finish that. I got like two drinks.
Come
I gotta go
on.
Pee.
Give me a little hug. I know you got a brother and a pregnant lady. Jesus. So.
He's also the one who talks the most.
Oh, yeah. No. So, yeah. But he spends a lot of time on the interweb.
Breaks on him. Me too.
Me too. Me too. If I'm not at work, I'm usually sitting at home on the interweb.
In some form or another.
I was looking up something. They start looking up more shit. Learning more shit. Hey. You're wrong, Frank.
You're wrong.
Hey, you'll come out the woodwork like that. Listen, Linda. You're going to be a referee, huh? We went on all sorts of tangents in the last 20 minutes.
Right.
We've talked about everything from presidential candidates to science and...
I think Tom Sawyer's got a better chance than Bernie.
Really?
He's coming up live.
I'm going to have to beg different... Man, I was just listening to this Bernie podcast, and in a long form, Bernie's making sense.
I think him and Elizabeth Warren will probably be the ones that shake out.
We just listened to this podcast of Bernie Sanders, and when he has more than 45 seconds, he can actually explain some shit. He was making a lot of fucking sense, Frank.
Tom Sawyer just jumped in here about 5 weeks ago, and he's already jumping out.
Oh, Tom, what's his name? It's not Sawyer.
He's a billionaire,
So Tom Sawyer, you know, but...
Yeah, it is.
All I know is that I don't care if you're Republican, I don't care if you're Democrat, I don't care if you're independent.
And your point
is...
We're talking about the politicians themselves.
Is you just got to make sense.
Yeah.
You got to make sense and do what's going
to
better.
You got to support it. That's the big thing.
That's the dude.
You have the support to back it.
Yep.
With the other people that would... beyond you as far as Congress, Senate, all that other good stuff.
No, see, we were just talking about that, too. Something's got to change with Congress and Senate. We need to get some of these motherfuckers out of there and get some new people in there because these sons of bitches.
Yeah, 10-year
term limit for Congress and Senate. I think that is fucking more than appropriate. Yeah, a lifetime, that is some bullshit.
A lot of our Congress has been in Congress for 37-plus years.
Maybe you got to run and get voted in or something.
After
10 years, yeah. You serve for a decade, you get your ass out for a decade. Maybe the next decade, you might be able to come back. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, keep your nose clean. Don't be doing blowing fucking hookers
and fucking
bangers.
No one keeps their fucking nose clean, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is money. You know what the biggest problem is? Is money and
influence.
Seriously.
Money is
the influence.
Money. Big pharma. Big pharma is the influence on everything.
It's not just big pharma, it's everything. Anyone who has money has the influence.
Yep, they get their way.
Yeah.
It's all about schmoozing.
It's all money. Yep. That's why we're fucking just broke asses and we got nothing, man. We just got to start playing the goddamn Washington Lotto. You know why? Because ain't nobody even willing to make millions on this side of the fucking country.
No fucking way.
So, I'm going to stop wasting my money there. We just got to play the Washington Lotto.
We're small and low compared to those guys.
Yeah.
Dude, by far. Do you know that in the world, there's people who don't disclose their wealth? And there's many of trillionaires in this world.
Oh, dude, over in fucking...
You know, there's...
God damn it, what is that place? Oligarchs. There's trillions.
And trillions of dollars of undisclosed money. Because
what is that fucking
to.
Goddamn country over
Saudi Arabia?
No. Well, it's, bro, where they got all them fucking badass buildings. What the fuck is it called? My buddy Dan moved over there for a while.
It sounds like the United Arab Emirates or something.
No,
which
no.
Which is in Saudi Arabia.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I believe it is.
I know it's not.
Oh, shit.
No, dude, no. The Saudis have trillionaires for sure.
Oh, 1,000%.
Trillionaires. But what is that goddamn city or...
Dubai?
Dubai! Dubai's full of trillionaires.
Yeah, 1,000%.
My buddy moved over there for like a year or two. What's that?
It's all oil...
Where Dubai is.
It's all oil
oligarchs. It's in the United Arab Emirates.
It's all oil oligarchs.
All of it. You look at that fucking... You look at Dubai 20 years ago to now. Holy shit.
That's what master shit tons of money would do for you.
Yeah, yeah. That's what trillions
of
dollars
does.
You have
it all to yourself.
Look at where we're walking at. This goddamn janky-ass spray-painted fucking store.
The top three wealthiest people in America hold more wealth than the lowest half of America. The top three people.
Ain't that some shit?
There's nobody. Why isn't there anybody that ever gets to a point where, like, you know what? I got enough. I don't need it anymore. There's nobody does that.
Nobody. Well, yeah, no. I mean, when you got millions of dollars, you think you're good with that? You're gonna want more. You're gonna start investing.
I personally would have a point where I'm like, I'm good with money.
No, I don't think so.
I would.
Yeah, you say that now, but if you fucking. If you get $10 million, best believe you're going to try to turn that bitch into 20. Right?
True.
Right?
I would.
You don't just sit there because guess what? You're eventually going to go broke. You're going to grow accustomed to a lifestyle and you're going to go broke. Paying taxes and shit. Buying mansions. Buying your goddamn $340,000 fucking Lexus.
No, thank you. I don't want one of those.
Yeah, no. I'll settle for a C8.
Dude, for real.
What's that? I settled for a Dirty Max. I just want a Dirty Max. Give me a brand new Dirty Max.
I just want a car with AC.
Yeah. I just want air conditioning in my life.
I want a pimped out Tacoma. Four-door. I love those things.
The turds?
Yep.
The little turds. Tiny truck?
I don't know if I want the mid or the big one.
The big ones are fucking ugly.
Yeah, they are kind of.
Big ones, but they're rock solid. Damn near totaled my wife's car.
Badass if you put a lot of shit on.
Yeah, it'd take another $20,000 plus a $50,000 truck.
Right.
So, you know, but at $70,000, you might as well get a truck that can haul some shit. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to move Broadway Foods out the west.
It's gonna be a nice motherfucking truck.
What the fuck is buying beer?
Bro, I got like $6 on my card. If I could give it to you, I would.
But you can't
because
it's a pleasure.
I spent my money earlier, okay?
And what's up with the lack of Coors Light, by the way?
I'm not sure. We bought it all.
I was about to say, yeah, you guys fucking
gone
now buy it all.
We're like the only people that come in here and buy Coors Light. Everyone's buying fucking Hurricanes. Why do you think they got 57 cases of Hurricanes back there? Mm.
For real.
That motherfucker's covering a hair dump out 300 pennies on the counter.
I've never had a hurricane.
No.
Shit, I used to drink hurricanes when I was like fucking 14.
Stay true to that. Fuck that.
Add the 211. I don't fuck with 211.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. I've been there.
You can be shitting your brains out the next day.
Yeah.
Next 3 days, man. That's worse than eating Taco Bell. Later, bro. Yeah, no. Oh, 211. About some fucking old English.
Hey, though, I'm not gonna lie. Me and Chris are gonna play Edward 40 Hands. You know what
Edward
40 Hands
yes.
is?
Yeah. You gotta get 40s Budweiser. They make 40s Budweiser, so you can do that shit.
Good old Wes, I wasn't even talking about the Budweiser.
I know you wasn't. You used to talk about the old Indians over there, all just drunk, passed out of some hurricanes and cuddling.
I was about to say, off them hurricanes.
Yeah, off them hurricanes, just snuggling.
Dude, they were sitting on the fucking walkway there when I drove by.
I seen them when I got home from work sitting there, and the fucking sun just dying.
Dude.
They were just sitting there just sweating. Sweating out hurricanes.
Dude, so, like, I have to do parties downtown all the time. And fucking, I always go to hop on the freeway on Brown.
Oh, that sucks.
Dude. Always lined up and down Brown. There's these motherfuckers always with their signs. All the way up. All the way fucking up to the freeway. Always.
We got a guy that sits right here by Bong's. And he sits there with a sign, and I'm like, bro, if you want any money at all, like, you are sitting at the wrong corner.
The guy in the wheelchair.
That's a lie. He's not a vet. Hey, dude, my cousin Gabe, who's now dead, rest his soul, he used to sit at Safeway with the fucking homeless vet sign. For one, he wasn't homeless, and for two, he wasn't a vet. Wow. He was a fucking junkie trying to get a fix.
You know what's the only thing I give to people now? Water. And if I have food right there, I'll give them food. Only
thing. Yeah, they ask for money now. I'm like, sorry, bro, I got plastic.
That's
it's 2019.
Dude, we
got plastic.
We were fucking walking through Walmart.
They're like, that's change. I'm like, no, motherfucker, it's my keys.
Dude.
That ain't change.
We were walking through Walmart, and the motherfucker's like, man, you got 50 cents. And I'm like, nope, don't fucking carry cash on me anymore just because you motherfuckers.
You're just coming outside. What are you coming outside for? Okay. Well, you can come outside then. What's your mom doing? Huh? What's your mom doing?
Coming down.
Is she okay?
Oh, he's talking a lot now.
Yeah, oh yeah. Dude, it's ridiculous.
Babbling more and more every day.
We've been talking for half an hour? Shit.
Like an hour. I'm gonna start recording until half an hour.
Yeah.
We're half an hour in. I'm like, we gotta get this. Me and Ed have been talking about this for a long time.
No, that's only because we get drunk and we think we crack each other up. Which we do.
Yeah. So we might as well do it. I've had this app on my phone for a long time though, like a year.
I can't imagine. Who
I just want to be not retarded about politics anymore.
Do some reading. Some research.
We might as well. Come over here.
I tell you who I kind of like, and even though she's stigmatized in the media, is Elizabeth Warren, because she actually has real, actual policy. Like,
you know what's the problem? The way it's gonna work. You know what's the problem with Elizabeth Warren?
What?
Is a long time ago, she got a scholarship to a school based on lies.
Yeah, she says that didn't. She says she didn't have no bearing, and so did the school. She just used to put that on the forms.
Nah.
But I understand that because
she got a native scholarship.
That's the same thing my parents did to us kids back in the day. They told us, yeah, you've got Native American heritage. No, we don't. That's bullshit.
I'm just saying.
And where were they from? My
dad's
from Little Rock, Arkansas.
She got, I have no opinion on Elizabeth Warren because I don't know her policy. I don't know anything. The only thing that I surely know about her is that she lied on a scholarship.
She lied on an admission to a college because it turned out not to be true.
But she would never take a DNA test, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
She finally did.
She's like 1,038th fucking Native American.
Which is insignificant.
Joe Rogan's more black than she is fucking Native American.
That's totally insignificant.
Besides that, though, that's
the only thing anybody has negative.
That's the only thing I have negative.
Like years
but I don't
ago.
Have anything positive because I don't know. Because
that's not
her shit.
No positive shit.
You know what I mean?
Really sad.
Like, and that's with.
I think,
and that's with.
You should look it up, though.
Every politician.
If you do want to find out,
well, this is my
she's
thing.
She's the only
one
that actually makes sense, in my opinion, policy wise.
Right
some real
now,
plans.
Right now, as I've paid more attention over the last like year, 2 years, Like, I don't fucking know what anyone actually, like, their policies are.
Right.
Like, Bernie Sanders is starting to make more sense.
That's the one knock I have Trump, against Bernie Sanders. He makes a lot of sense, but he's mostly talking about ideals that we don't live up to. He doesn't really talk about any
firm plans.
Dude, you need to listen to that Joe Rogan podcast, bro.
Off of is
because
ideas.
So, ideals. He's talking ideals. He's not talking policy. And I like to hear policy.
Is anyone really talking policy?
Elizabeth Warren is.
What policies are she talking?
She has a bunch of them.
I'm curious.
Look at her webpage.
You know what? This is the problem with politicians and the way that we elect our politicians, like our president, is that there's no readily... Like, you have to go out and really, really search.
Yeah, I know. It's not.
You know
so
what
easy.
I mean? It's not something that's readily available to every American.
If you watch the debates, they're like Sanders says, it's kind of a reality show, short soundbite format.
But yeah.
At least 45 seconds.
At least
45.
That, I can't.
Like he was saying, the one fucking Tulsi Gabbard had 12 seconds to respond.
Right.
12 seconds. What are you going to say in 12 seconds?
Not much.
What I just said.
Something bumper sticker-ish.
You know what I mean?
Anything,
yeah,
right?
Bumper sticker-ish.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a good word, bumper sticker-ish. That's about sums
like,
that shit up.
Like,
oh, shit.
We should have our debates in a really long format.
Yeah,
maybe over 4 hours, 5 hours, where you can actually get your point across.
That's exactly
maybe not,
that's
maybe
exactly
not have unlimited time, but maybe you have
no,
20 minutes... to explain or rebuttal or
you
something, you know what
some
I mean?
Time. Here,
sometimes, even
three,
maybe 10 minutes.
3 to 4 minutes is actually a good chunk of time to talk in. So,
3 to 4 minutes
to a specific thing is not so bad in 3 to 4 minutes, but yeah, if it's
but
a long
still,
idea,
when
you
have 45
least,
seconds,
that's bullshit.
You can't get anything across.
That's 100% bullshit.
Yeah. Even 3 minutes, if you have 3 minutes to rebuttal, or talk about what you want to talk about.
Right.
That's still more than 45 seconds. You
yeah,
ain't getting shit out in 45
nonsense.
Seconds.
I agree with that.
I think you should have 10 to 20 minutes to
I think,
explain.
Well, if it's
going to
be on TV, we'll cut it down. It's about 10 minutes. 10 minutes, I think 10 is the key number today.
My thing is, this is the president.
We can get a lot of shit out.
Well, my thing is,
yeah,
is this is the president
minutes.
Of the United States. It's supposed to be the most, like, prestigious fucking place you can hold in the United States. Why don't you have time to explain what you want to do? Explain
right.
your policy. Explain
right.
whatever.
I
it doesn't
agree.
Even matter.
You should
explain
have time
whatever
to
you want
to
talk about
yes.
so we can actually have an understanding of you as a person. Maybe your
there's
character.
Unfortunately, more than one.
Your intentions.
There's more than one reason, unfortunately, in my opinion, that we're here like this is because, one... people have short attention spans, unfortunately.
Yes.
Two, we have allowed corporate control over things like our airwaves, so they
yeah.
have to
well,
be paid
so.
No matter what.
No matter what, they have to be paid. Fox,
hey.
Fucking yeah. NBC,
and so you'll get the commercials,
CBS.
You'll
it's all about
the,
ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But listen, hold on. Maybe and, people with short attention spans don't deserve to have a poll.
No, that's everybody, bro. It's not just, you know, even people that think that they have a better
I
attention
have a
span
short attention span for
a
lot
whole,
of the parts. Like,
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do,
it's
too. We
hard.
All do. But if you can actually sit there and listen and get, like, how someone's fucking talking, like, what they're talking about, what their plans are.
I think
what,
you should have a preliminary
are.
Vote that allows you to vote in the presidential.
That's what we do with primaries.
But...
that's how you choose who's going to go to the general election. So, the Democrats, with their field, they'll get one Democrat nomination. And
but
unless,
isn't that based on the DNC? Who
but
they
anybody,
want to put up?
Usually, in a lot of states, people can vote in either primary they want to.
I told you I never voted for president.
But I guess
and
it,
over
that's
the
a,
last
that's
like
a state
felony,
to state
so
decision,
I haven't
though,
either.
It is
though,
a part, could be a
no,
part.
That's
I
not
I'm
supposed
a,
to hold you back.
There.
Like you can get your voting rights back,
I know I can.
And it shouldn't be very hard.
I know that these fucking what are they called, the petitioners or whatever, was sitting at Walmart one day trying to get me this long ass form. And...
it pisses me off because they lie about a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Like when 1639 was coming around, they were disguising it. As a fucking tabs tax.
Oh.
Getting people to sign. And a lot of people signed for 1639.
To get it on the ballot.
Yes.
Yes.
And they were lying.
Yes.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem.
It's a big problem.
Yeah, that's a major problem.
Yeah. My buddy Kyle, he called a bunch of people out on it, and they fucking straight up left Walmart. Like, we were sitting there, and he was
I'm just not going to talk to him no more. I'm like, no, you lying.
No, I don't
talk
to him.
Every time I see him, I'm like, you lying.
No, that's the thing is, you can't just do that because you have to really have to look it up.
Get it on the ballot.
Yeah, you have to get the signatures. You have to.
Otherwise, we don't get the, you know, the
ballot. It's an unfortunate situation where you take something like 1639 and you lie about it as a tabs tax, and then you get the signatures. Yeah. But you have to have the signatures
to get it on the ballot. And none of that stuff would get on the ballot though if they didn't get the signatures. So even the good stuff that we would want to be on the ballot,
has to get the signatures. And the thing is, it's like a fucking terms and agreement thing with anything. Is no one wants to sit there and read 80 fucking pages
Nobody
of something.
Reads it. I seen some shit where some lady actually read that shit and she won like $20,000. She was the only person out of like a million people to read it, and they gave her $20,000.
Because no one wants to read it.
Right.
Because they make it.
I'm
like,
not ever.
They'll have,
never. I just
they'll
agree.
Have, well, this
agree,
is the thing, too.
Now you have to use it
agree.
Anyway. I mean,
well, this is the thing, too.
If
like,
you say, no, I don't agree, they'll be like, well, no, can't
well,
use
it. Well, it's
that
like
then.
Bills that
I'm
they're trying to get passed.
Xbox.
They'll have a bill that's fucking 130 pages, and one page in that bill will have a specific thing in it that doesn't even have to do with that bill, and it'll get passed.
We're talking about riders now on legislation.
Yeah. It's like...
So that happens everywhere where people try to get something.
Everywhere.
Something for their own little district.
This is above my pay grade.
And that's why there's...
If
like,
we want...
That's why there's parties within these, you know, parties where people have a coalition of things where they all attach their riders in agreement to these bills.
Yep.
Which, I don't know, that's... There's two,
it's shady.
Two reasons. It's shady on
it's
one
super
hand.
Super shady.
But on the other hand, you can't bring up a single bill, a clean bill, for every single little initiative either, because that's inefficient. There's no way you would get through them.
Yeah, but then how do you... I don't even know. Like,
there's no good answer, man.
It's like, how do you get things passed that need passed, but not having to write it into a bill that has nothing to do with it?
Right. I know that's nonsense, but then again, every little tiny thing, like, hey, we need to get the Congress to vote on a appropriation for some road construction in this borough, in this one spot. We need to get the whole Congress to vote on this. That would be the kind of things that people would be running into if they didn't attach riders. So
it's just...
I know, it's a fucked up system.
I'm
going to
take this down a different road about these laws. You guys ever seen these obscure laws that are just fucking out of this world?
There's been a lot of stupid ones.
Like what the fuck did people do to make these laws? Like, you cannot bathe a chicken after midnight.
It's
like
it's like warnings on things like hot coffee.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's how
it's the same thing. It's like warnings on a fucking
laws.
On a wood chipper. Don't stick your hand in the fucking wood chipper.
Safety laws don't get written until
it's
something
common
happens
sense.
To somebody.
You know
it's
what?
Because people
common
are
sense
fucking
damn near
morons.
Not in existence anymore.
It's because morons in this country.
Well, everybody's gonna be a moron, and everybody's gonna be have a moment of, you know, making some stupid ass mistake. That's why we're reacting to that.
Like my coworker who sticks his fingers in a spinning Roboco with a fucking spinning blade in it and chops his fingers off. It's people like that.
Wow.
I'm not joking about that. My fucking coworker Terry, he fucking stuck his fingers in a Roboco with a fucking spinning blade.
Why would you do something like that?
Because he fucking wasn't thinking.
Common sense.
It's things like that. It's lapse of thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's lapse of thinking.
It's lapse, yeah. Maybe he had plenty of common sense, but in that one
he
moment, he wasn't
of
thinking of anything else.
I know Terry. I know Terry. He has plenty of common sense. But the thing is that when you have lapse of thinking, shit happens.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why we have warnings on fucking hot coffee. Yeah, it's going to burn the fucking...
Hot pockets.
Hot pockets, everything. It's like the fucking names in the goddamn...
The reason the warning's
hot
to prevent them from
pocket.
Getting sued.
I mean, you pull this motherfucker out the microwave,
you know
going to burn
saying
the shit out of
from
you.
That.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying that's shit like that happens all the time, but that's... how we get some of these damn laws, and that's the only way we get them is something happens, and so they're like, well, fuck it, write a law.
It's morons. It's a lot of it is morons. Then a lot of it's really good.
I bet.
You know what I
probably
mean?
Probably all had our own
like
moron
murder,
moments.
Murder
though.
Laws
everywhere
are really good.
Every single person has had a moment
burglary
where they
laws?
Were a moron, where you could have had a law written
I'm always
after
a
yourself.
Moron. It's like Joe Rogan says, is as the years go by, I'm a different person from 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah. You can't, help but change every single day.
Ago. Yeah.
There's just no way you can't.
You get older, you get wiser.
Even,
well, not just that.
Yeah.
You change in lots of other ways.
You change in lots of ways. You change your thinking and how you think about stuff.
Because the world around you is constantly changing. Nothing's stable or stable.
And
that's
like
why
everybody's offended over everything these days. Well, you want to get anything changed?
Oh, shit.
Well, that's the thing is when we have someone in Congress for 37 years, it's like has their changing actually... Has how they think about things actually changed?
Absolutely. Has to have.
But sometimes...
Some
but
people
then,
are stuck in their ways, man.
Yeah.
In some ways.
You ever met an old racist? You ever met an old person
Who's
racist? It's like, that's how I grew up. Well, it's like you're changing has...
Your
thinking
world.
Has to change.
It's a different world.
You know what I mean?
No, you get those old Congress people, man. They're stuck in their ways.
When you're 87 years old and you've been thinking about something the same way.
Even those guys change a little bit in some ways every day.
But like not a ton.
Like you said, like an old racist.
Not a ton. I don't know. We're talking about a specific topic now. And some of those topics don't change, but some other things do. So
some other things do, but I think that the things that don't change have an influence on the things that do change.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
It's like shit that's not even related.
Yeah. But I think it has to do with how you think about things, too. Like,
you can't
how you think about
constantly reevaluate
things.
Everything, though.
No,
I mean,
you can't constantly reevaluate everything, but you can be a more compassionate person.
That's true. You could always, like...
You know what I mean?
You should always have somewhere in your mind the notion that whatever you think you believe in may actually be wrong.
May be wrong. Yeah, 100%. And I think I think when people don't think about that,
to be that way.
Well, yeah, when people don't
think
about
that
has influence.
After you visited a subject like 4, 5, 6 times, you made up your mind. You don't want to touch it again anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can always be wrong.
You can still be wrong about it.
I don't know.
That's the thing. It's like science. Things can be revisited so many times, not change, and then eventually, after 30 years, it's changed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I think everything has to be revisited.
Well,
and subject to change.
Like, here's a really basic example. I don't think we have to revisit the notion of gravity.
No, we don't.
No.
You know, we're going to accept...
Though this is the thing, though, too. This is the,
when you get up in the morning, you're not going to have to be like...
Well, this
okay,
is the thing,
okay,
though, too.
Stand up.
Well, this is the thing, though, too.
Well,
what if we're wrong
about
gravity and it works in a different way?
That's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
That's
it might not necessarily actually be a possibility, but it could be a possibility. And I think everything has to be subject to change. Not necessarily that it has to be changed, but that there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee on anything.
That's true. There's no guarantee.
There's not 100%. There might be an 80%, but that leaves room...
Well, again,
for things to change
gravity.
Based on...
I think from what I... Like, the theories out there, the one that I kind of accept,
can
I guess,
just say
is,
I'm fucking dumb?
Is,
so,
no,
like...
No, is that gravity is based on mass. And so I don't believe that the mass of the planet will change in any noticeable way or any way...
Mass can change, though.
It can, but I don't think the planet will. So I'm pretty sure
think
that
over
our gravity is going
of, I
to
think
be
over
constant.
Billions of years it probably could.
Billions, yes. But
yeah,
I think our gravity is at
but
least going
what
to
if
be constant
wrong?
For the
what
next 100,000 years.
What if we're wrong?
Yeah, I know. I mean, Australia can go so bad that suddenly Earth poops its core right out
well,
there.
Well, my thing is...
And it goes blown up in his face.
Well, my thing is...
Suddenly we're like...
Is how long has
shit.
Gravity been around? Like, how long has the idea of gravity been around?
That's a hard thing to answer. I have no idea. I mean, the actual... somebody
You guys have smartphones. Look it up.
Somebody that codified it into
you know, some document or something a long time ago.
Or define what gravity is, right?
Like Newton, like Isaac Newton. That is it. He's probably not the first to theorize about gravity at all.
Who knows, though? Who knows, though? Because
he's the first to document it.
Because time, and I think it has to do with the time that you're in. Because if you look at, like, way back when Newton was around, or, like, when stars were being named.
I think there's some cavemen out there tossing a rock up and down going, you know what? This will always happen.
Probably, but he didn't know how to define what was happening, right?
No, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, I'd probably call it gods.
But he realized
if you've that it noticed, was gonna happen over like and when over Isaac and Newton over was around, again. Is things that you couldn't explain were explained by God.
Oh gosh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And thank goodness for science, because
thank
that
goodness
is really,
for science. But when really, Isaac Newton was around, things that were unexplained were explained by God.
Yes. And if
so,
you
like,
didn't believe,
and
you were
that's
a
an ever that's ever changing. That's ever changing.
That's why I think science and the scientific method, because we have there's been so many things that used to be explained by religion that are now explained by, you know, quantifiable scientific facts, that it has really cast more skepticism on religion than at any other time in history. And I think that's
right
a good
now
thing for
mankind. Sure. Right
like,
now
I
for
think
sure.
Religion has been a hugely dividing force for people.
Though, if you look at religion too, back when, like, way, way, way back, it was like a principle to live upon to help you survive in the world.
Was it?
I think so, yeah.
Where does religion teach you how to do stuff like hunt and gather? Or
I don't think it taught you how to hunt and gather. I think it taught you how to live with other people.
It's a moral code, but
yeah, that's kind of what I mean. It's
most
more of a
most
moral
religion,
code.
Most religions, though, have like a very basic a moral code that they share, like you don't steal,
yes,
you don't murder,
yes,
and
then you have religions that don't follow
I think,
that.
So I think that's
like
sort
Catholics,
of an inherent thing that we all have as people. We know,
yeah, but then
usually know better.
Well, then there's things that have happened in religion as acts of God that are just explainable by science now,
oh,
that
yeah.
weren't explainable
Absolutely.
Then, that kind of taught you how to deal with those.
Crack, crack.
Ugh. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Mm.
Thank you, sir. Mm.
Are you still drinking?
This is my last drink. That's gone. I'll drink another one if it's okay.
Hell yeah. You're just taking Jay's last one.
I just personally think that religion was a way to live when things were unexplainable in the old world.
It was a good way to, I guess, corral people and guilt them into being moral.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
You have a valid point.
For sure, for sure. Guilt them into being moral.
And also,
100%.
But we can
dude,
do that just with
you
societal
know how much shit
pressure.
Was unexplainable back
but,
then?
But we didn't have the amount of people now that we did back then.
We also had always had some strong armed despot that
and
controlled
the thing
everybody.
About back then is what was the lifespan of people? 20 years? 30 years?
Yeah, old
you
man
know what
at 40.
I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So back then, when your lifespan may be 30 years, like, you kind of had to have a code to
yeah,
live
that's
by.
That's a weird fucking thing. 30 years old. Already been with
babies,
your wife. Already been with your wife
died.
For 15 years.
Dude, babies
already have
died
four
all
kids
the time. It
kids.
Wasn't like now where, like, when a baby dies,
no.
it's kind of rare when you have...
I have two kids, been with my wife for 3 years.
Well, the thing is when you have 7 billion people in the world, 7 billion. The death rate isn't as high among babies, but back when it was a billion people, the death rate of babies was really high. You know what I mean?
I know.
So, like, it was kind of like
Advances
a way to
medicine.
Keep people alive. Your morals. Like, in Judaism, when they wouldn't eat pork.
Oh, yeah. Some
you
of
know
the,
what I mean?
That's some of the health stuff. There
that's,
is some, there
that's
is some
what
health
I mean. That's what I mean by things.
In there. Yeah.
Is in religion, there was some things that kind of helped you live longer
yeah,
as a species
you knew.
Because you kind of knew. But now we mitigate that stuff with science.
Because we've got it documented and we know why you
and we
do,
know
why you
this
would
happens.
Do or do not
yeah,
some of
yeah,
these
yeah.
yeah.
And we know exactly the mechanisms of what happens.
Exactly. I don't even care. I'm still going to go out eating bacon.
I'm going to fucking eat bacon. Guess what? Guess what? When you cook bacon to a certain temperature, it kills any bacteria that's on that bacon.
It's not
bacon.
That. It's the fat that kills you.
It's the fat?
Oh, yeah. Heart attack city.
I don't know if that's I don't know if that's actually true.
It is true.
That's no, it's true. Not. No, it's oh, yeah. not.
It's actually good for you.
Because some fat's there's good for some you, fats that are good for
all
you.
All those nitrates and the extra high fat content in bacon is really bad for you, but I don't care.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
It is. I'm telling you.
Only way I'm down for bacon is if I eat it every single day, and I don't eat bacon. Holy shit,
that thing's struggling.
But that's almost like anything. Anything in moderation. It's about moderation.
Yeah.
Advil will kill you unless you take it in moderation.
That's true. I don't want to have any moderation with bacon, though.
Yeah,
no, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Fruits will fucking kill you unless you take them in moderation.
You can actually dehydrate yourself badly with fruit.
You can dehydrate yourself badly with a lot of things. But that's the thing.
Yeah.
No, dehydrate.
That's what I said, dehydrate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, we're drinking beer.
This will dehydrate you.
How many times I dehydrate the living fuck out of myself and feel like dying at work the next day?
That's because you need more water.
Yeah.
And yeah,
that's why I drink light beer. Of course,
and beer, you know what beer does? It turns into sugars.
But you know, alcohol doesn't. Whiskey does not.
It depends on what you're drinking, though.
Whiskey. As long as it ain't.
Whiskey will make
hey,
you fucking.
Hey, white. Hey.
Whiskey will make hey, somebody angry.
Why are you pronouncing the H more?
Cool foot.
Why? Why?
Why?
Whiskey.
Stop saying it like that.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, his dad, we was at my sister's wedding.
I'm sorry, I just had to
and,
say
no,
you remember that episode? It was so fucking funny.
We're at my sister's wedding.
Cool whip. Say cool.
Yeah, cool.
Cool.
Have you ever
now say whip.
Whip.
Whip. Now say cool whip. Cool whip.
You ever met my brother-in-law, Kyle? My sister's husband?
No, I've met... What's your one brother-in-law from Tammy? Or not brother.
Stepbrother.
Stepbrother. Jason. That's what I meant. Jason. I've met Jason. I don't think I've met anyone
he's
else.
He's ultimate fucking hillbilly redneck rat. I live in Montana. But it's fucking...
Fuck your hat.
His,
yeah, fuck your hat.
His mom and dad came to the wedding. My sister's
pretty close, bro.
Hey, and of course, her. Yeah. She's in a full jean outfit, bro. She got the
denim
jacket. Yeah, it's right. Denimed out.
Are you looking at me earlier? That fucking kind of goes slow. I was like,
she got a goddamn fucking Pepsi out? Mug. Yeah.
Oh, no,
64
I was
ounce
doing.
Pepsi
just...
mug. One of them big sons of bitches. She's not even a fat lady, but she got one of them big ass Pepsi mugs and she's going hard in the paint. And fucking his dad came up to me. I forget his name, but he came up to me and he was just like, I was all fucked up. And he's like, back in my day, I used to drink a fifth of whiskey.
Whiskey
every day.
Every day.
Every day. Sometimes two fifths of whiskey. Whiskey. So ever since then, I can't say whiskey without the H in front of it. Whiskey. That was like 6 years ago. So I'm like, whiskey.
That motherfucker needed to. I actually fucking said something to my brother this weekend, this last weekend.
Listen, let's stay on topic of politics.
No, we don't have to stay on topic of
politics.
This is a
politic podcast.
No, it's any. It's any topic that comes to mind.
Two different tangents.
This is. We're naming our podcast Drunken Ramblings. I think we already.
Yeah.
Decided on that.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Drunk rambling. I'm going to talk about anything we want to. Jordan, what's
Gosh,
up, bro?
Darn right.
What up?
You joined our podcast.
You're welcome to our podcast.
We're an hour in.
We're drunk and rambling.
You don't even know about the tangents we went down, but what's up with that hat, though?
I know, right?
Yeah, why are you wearing that hat?
Well, I lived in Arizona for 12 years.
Patriots, bro. Hey.
The Cheatriots?
The Patriots,
I heard Tom Brady already preparing to cheat. There. He's like, well, I don't like the new helmets, but it's a rule, so...
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's his setup because he's going to cheat.
Are you going to say the same thing about Antonio Brown?
AB in Oakland?
Yeah.
Yeah, AB is bitching about
He won't even get a pass thrown his way, so he won't be able to cheat.
I'm just saying, he's bitching about helmets, too. Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you on the helmet thing.
Cheatriots.
Suck my dick.
Cheatriots.
Suck my dick. Cheatriots. Dude, you're just mad. You're just mad.
I'm seriously butthurt they cheated so much. Yeah.
You're butthurt because the Seahawks are about to do nothing.
My new theory
actually,
is...
Actually, though, I do like Metcalf. Metcalf. I do like Metcalf that you guys picked up, but fuck you.
Well, fuck you. My new theory is that Billy Belichick actually has every NFL player chipped, but they don't know it. And he's like, what? Chipping's not illegal. It's so far, it's not in the real world.
Where did you hear that?
I made it up.
We made
thank you.
This up last night.
You know what? I'm pretty sure that's what's happening.
You fucking fuck.
Tom Brady has a little AirPod in his ear.
Yeah, he's got like this little heads up display.
No, he doesn't have an
see.
AirPod in his ear. He has a microphone in his goddamn helmet, just like any other motherfucking quarterback in the goddamn NFL.
With like, yeah, we know what they're gonna call. They said
he's got a little pop up screen. He's gonna start wearing a visor so he can.
I'm just saying your theory is invalid because every quarterback in the NFL has a fucking microphone in their goddamn helmet.
Yeah, but not everyone cheats like Belichick and Brady.
Not that you fucking know of. Fuck your fucking cheating ass Rams.
Hey, man.
Cheating ass Rams. What are you talking about?
Dude, they're about to fucking play like shit this year.
No, they're not.
How about that? Yeah, they are.
Come on. Did you see that preseason game?
No, I didn't. I haven't watched any preseason yet.
Have you even seen that preseason game?
No, I didn't.
We got our ass whooped by the Raiders.